Welcome to the Bone Spurs. These are little compressed episodes of the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. I'm Justin. And like I mentioned last time I did these, I just wanted to do, you know, on a week that I don't have a full-length podcast to put out, I plan on doing these little 10-15-minute episodes just to give you updates on what's going on, how the week's been, how training's going, any changes that have been happening, and just to get some stuff out there. So what's been going on since the last time? We had Tyler Gary, he came over, we did a recap of the competition and how everything went with that. I've been kind of dealing with a screwed up forearm ever since the competition. I didn't it's the weirdest thing, because I didn't realize it until 2 or 3 days after, and I noticed like some sensitivity in a certain spot on my forearm. And then I went to class. I didn't go to class on, you know, following the competition. I went to class that Monday, which was the no-gi night. And we were doing the 411 leg entanglement stuff. And every time I would, like, reach around my arm to, you know, get in, like, the position for, like, a straight foot lock or something like that, it would just, my forearm would just absolutely kill me. And at first I was confused by what it could have been. And then I got thinking, my first match in my jiu-jitsu tournament was against Isad. And I had him in a straight footlock, and I just cranked back on it as hard as I could. But I was a little too high up on my forearm. And, I mean, he seemed like he was in agony, and I'm pretty convinced that he was probably going to let me break his foot before he was about to tap. But I didn't get the tap out of it, and I'm pretty sure that's when it happened. So I was going to classes. Like, during the week, doing regular stuff, it really wouldn't bother me. And then if I was using my left arm a lot, and then it would swell up and it'd become an issue. So I went to class this past Sunday and Monday. And Sunday it got sore, it swelled up, and I was like, you know what, screw it, whatever. Not the smartest decision, but I went to class on Monday, no-gi night again. And we were doing X-guard and single X. Well, every time I would bring my arm around and it would go on the shin, it would be so painful. So I skipped class last night, which I'm kind of not upset about, because I heard they were doing some judo throws, and everyone in class is pretty banged up from what it sounds like. So there's that. So I'm just giving it a little bit of time. I had it checked out, make sure there was no fractures or anything, and there's not. It's just basically he just believes that I just tore a bunch of muscle. Like, if you have like a steak with a bone in the center of it and then like slam it against the counter, then like all that meat just kind of like separates until it gets to the bone. That's basically what they believe happened on my forearm. So another super cool thing that's happened is, anybody that's been training jiu-jitsu for a little while, you're going to have people that you're going to immediately be connected with, and you're really going to, you know, especially if they're an upper belt, you're really going to, you know, pay attention to this person and kind of follow that person, and in my case, you know, try to mimic what that person does. And for us, my early time at Sanford Grappling Club, we had this guy named Joshua Austin, who was a purple belt, and he was fantastic. He super slow, super methodical, just has a, you know, his style is just, it's not real gritty jiu-jitsu, it's just, you know, everything's uncomfortable, he makes jiu-jitsu the way that it's supposed to be. and just super talented. One of the best purple belts I've rolled with, and yeah, he's very good too. Like he catches you and all kinds of stuff, and you know he doesn't crank anything on. He lets you know that he has it, and then you know he's just awesome. Well, I hadn't talked to him. We've been off and on messaging, you know, ever since. Well, before Sanford closed down. And before that, probably for the past year or so, we've been kind of just texting back and forth. Because one day, you know, he was there for quite a while, and then one day he just stopped showing up. And if you've been around jiu-jitsu for any period of time, you'll know that this sounds pretty familiar and that this happens with people a lot. And he just, you know, just kind of disappeared, and no one heard from Joshua. No one knew what happened to him or why he left. And so I'd send him a message on Instagram here and there, just either send him a meme or, you know, just try to make small talk. And he'd reply back, but, you know, didn't really have any conversations. Well, the past couple of weeks, we've actually been talking a little bit more. And he hasn't really rolled or done jiu-jitsu since he left the Sanford Grappling Club, which was, for him, you know, close to 2 years ago. So been talking more and more, and then he asked me one day if he wanted to roll, you know, in the bone pit in my basement. And I was like, absolutely. There's no way I'm going to say no to that. So he came over last Thursday, and he came over. We just shot the shit for probably 45 minutes or so, and then we did three 5-minute rounds. And, yeah, he's the same Josh that he was when he left. He's just, you know, super, super good. The only thing that's changed is I'm not as shitty of a white belt than I used to be. Still not great, but obviously, you know, I've been training quite a bit. So, and he said that, and, but I still couldn't catch him with anything. And with him, it's almost like a, like he's flow rolling and you're going and you're trying, which normally I guess would be a little discouraging to some people, but for me and knowing him and you know how he is as a person, that's and how he is at jiu-jitsu, that's just how he is, and he's that good that he could do that. So it was awesome that he came over. He actually messaged me not long before I started recording this and asked if we were rolling tonight. And it kills me to say no, but I got to let my forearm just kind of chill out a little bit. I don't want to just keep doing what I'm doing and then eventually end up with, you know, bigger issues. I've already had issues with my left arm, surgeries and stuff like that. So just kind of giving it a break. I did mention to him about recording a podcast, and he seemed like he'd be interested in doing it. So maybe I get him to come over and do that tonight and have something for you guys next week. But, so yeah, that's basically what's been going on. And, yeah, how the week's going. Everything, you know, a little injured, a little down. Not out, though. I hate missing class. It just, every time you miss class, you feel like you're going to miss so much. And then I got the text last night from Tyler saying, picked a good night to take off, and then he explained why, and now I don't feel so bad about missing class. So, yeah, that's going to pretty much do it this week for the Bone Spurs. Next week, I am working on something else with a drop-in that we had at Sanford Grappling Club, setting up a Zoom, it'd be my first, besides the Gym Trick episode, which he initiated and set up everything, it would be the first one that I set up, and it would be the first Zoom podcast that I do, because I believe she lives somewhere in Massachusetts, and should be pretty good. So working on that right now. Hopefully I can get Joshua on here, and then I've been slowly kind of working my way in with some of the guys at Marrera's about getting some other guests on here too. And yeah, I'm Justin. And check out the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu podcast on Instagram if you haven't already. If you're somehow really just stumbling upon these podcasts and this is the first one you listen to, then, you know, check out the other ones. Give them a like and share if you can. I appreciate it. It helps a ton. Yeah, like always, like I said, the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu podcast on Instagram. Check out Chokes and Subs on Instagram. And if you're ever in the area to do a drop-in, or you're looking to start jiu-jitsu or looking to more about jiu-jitsu, Marrera's in Biddeford. It's the place to be. And yeah, I'm Justin, and have a good one. Bye.